For this Monday, December 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. Evansville police say a man wanted on a felony warrant is now in custody after a dangerous chase Friday afternoon. Officers say 23-year-old Zachary Ricketts was spotted driving west on Morgan Avenue near Bakey Road around 1:45 on Friday afternoon. Ricketts was wanted out of Posey County and was suspected of fleeing from officers about a week earlier. Police say when officers attempted to follow him, Ricketts pulled into the Thorntons on Morgan Avenue, sped through the parking lot, and then took off eastbound at a high rate of speed. According to police, Ricketts drove recklessly along Morgan Avenue, passing several vehicles in oncoming traffic and forcing other drivers off the road to avoid a crash. Officers say he also passed a fire truck that had its lights and sirens activated. The chase ended in the 4300 block of Morgan Avenue, where officers were able to take Ricketts into custody without further incident. Ricketts was taken to the Vanderburgh County Jail and is facing charges of resisting law enforcement and reckless driving. The Posey County Prosecutor's Office is having an educational community event this Wednesday at the Posey County 4-H Community Event Center from 7 until 8:15 in the evening. The educational event is for adults only. It will provide parents and community members with the ability, knowledge, and confidence to help prevent and quickly identify alcohol, drug use, and abuse indicators of possible at-risk individuals. The Mount Vernon Fire Department is reminding residents to stay safe this holiday season, especially when it comes to candles. The department warns that candles are linked to 11% of Christmas tree fires. They say the risk rises throughout the year, with candles causing about 1/3 of all fires, and that number jumps to 46% in December. Fire officials are urging everyone to keep candles away from anything flammable and to stay alert when they're in use. They say their goal is simple, zero fires, and they believe that with community awareness, it's achievable. Classes and finals are complete for the fall semester at the University of Southern Indiana. Last Saturday, USI held their fall commencements, celebrating and recognizing the school's graduates. Two ceremonies were held for the graduating class this past Saturday. Switching to sports news, coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey girls basketball has a home game with Wrights. The JV game begins at 5:30, and the varsity game starts at 7 o'clock. You can listen to the varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Vikings are 7-1 on the season. This evening at 5:30, you can listen to the Mount Vernon Boys Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Wildcats defeated Wrights at home on Saturday, 49-35, to improve to 2-2. They are at Heritage Hills tomorrow night. From local college sports on Sunday, USI women's basketball won at home versus Middle Tennessee State, 76-59. Allie Saunders led the Scream Eagles in scoring with 21 points. Sophia Loden had a double-double with 19 points, 11 rebounds. Channa Gannon chimed in with 16 points off the bench. USI women's basketball improves to 6-2. Evansville women's basketball lost at home to Austin Peay, 63-57. Two players scored in double figures for the Purple Aces as Cameron Runner had 14 points and Logan Lubers-Palmer added 12 points. UE women's basketball has a 2-8 record. Tonight, USI men's basketball has a home game with East West University at 7 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles have lost their last two games and are 3-7 on the season. Yesterday was week 15 of the regular season in the NFL, and the Indianapolis Colts lost a close game in Seattle to the Seahawks 18-16. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers, who was just signed last week, came out of retirement and played his first game since January of 2021, finished 18 for 27 passing for 120 yards. Rivers also threw a touchdown pass and an interception. The 44-year-old is the oldest active quarterback in the NFL. Running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 25 times for 87 yards. The Colts are 8-6 and one game behind the Houston Texans for the final playoff spot in the AFC with three games left. Indianapolis is home next Monday night versus the San Francisco 49ers. The Chicago Bears earn their 10th win of the season as they blast the Cleveland Browns at home 31-3. Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams was 17 for 28 passing for 242 yards and threw a pair of touchdowns. Running back DeAndre Swift rushed the ball 18 times for 98 yards and two touchdowns. The Bears are 10-4 and back in first place in the NFC North as they move to a half game up on the Green Bay Packers. Chicago plays the Packers at home this Saturday night. The Green Bay Packers got beat in Denver by the Broncos 34-26 as they fall to 9-4-1 in the season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was 24 for 40 passing for 276 yards with one touchdown and two interceptions. The Tennessee Titans fell to 2-12 on the year as they lost in San Francisco to the 49ers 37-24. Tennessee is home this Sunday as they face the Kansas City Chiefs. Finishing up in the NBA yesterday, the Indiana Pacers got beat at home by the Washington Wizards 108-89. Bennedict Mathurin scored 15 points in the loss. The Pacers have dropped back-to-back games as they are 6-20 overall. Indiana doesn't play again until Thursday when they welcome the New York Knicks. That's news and sports for this Monday, December 15th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.